Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 231, How to Stay Fit for Life, the official top 10 countdown, part 1, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com, and I'm your host, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey, it's another Monday episode of Optimal Health Daily. If you're new here, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there, and that, of course, includes a regular contributor, Ben Greenfield, who I'm reading both today and tomorrow. He broke up this article into two parts, so I'll read part one today and then the rest tomorrow. Before I begin reading from Ben's amazing post, I want to share with you a quick story. When I first read through this post, it reminded me of a time in my previous life when I was a health educator for a large HMO organization. I would conduct these group weight management classes, and one of the topics we would always discuss was the value of exercise. At one point, when I was talking about the benefits of exercise, an older gentleman in the back raised his hand and said, "I'd like to see you when you get old. It's easy for you to exercise now when you're young and healthy and have the time, but I can't wait to see what you look like when you get older like me." I would try not to react too much to these kinds of outbursts. Believe it or not, these kinds of outbursts, these kinds of challenges happen more often than you think. So I would do my best to stay stone-faced and not completely overreact to these kinds of challenges. My response was something to the effect of, "Exercise is a priority for me, and so I make sure I make the time for it, otherwise I go completely insane without it." And so I said, "By discussing this topic, I'm hoping that it becomes more of a priority for you all as well, if it's not already." He quieted down after that, which was, of course, a relief for me. But only if I had this official top 10 countdown that I'm about to read to you today. I could have shared this with him, and hopefully, again, convinced him to make exercise a priority for him as well. So with that, let's hear part one of Ben's post and start optimizing your life. How to Stay Fit for Life, the official top 10 countdown, part one, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. There are a handful of very significant tricks that I utilize on a daily and weekly basis to stay trim and fit for life. Some of these techniques are motivational, some logistical, and some simply fun. But I don't see any reason to selfishly keep the top 10 techniques to myself. So, without further ado, here is part one of the top 10 ways to stay fit for life. Number 10, flexibility. No, I'm not talking about turning yourself into a hyper-flexible rubber Gumby toy. Instead, I'm talking about flexibility in your fitness routine. If you want to be fit for life, your worst enemy is an all-or-nothing approach that requires you to stick to a rigid workout or fitness plan. Are the kids sick and keeping you from leaving for the gym? Your weight training routine may need to be adapted to be a simple body weight and elastic band routine. Is there a snowstorm rolling in on the day you have a long run planned? Grab the jump rope or stationary bike and head into the garage. Long meeting keeping you late at work? That 50-minute aerobic session may need to be sacrificed for 12 minutes of high-intensity intervals. You get the idea. Flexibility is crucial to be fit for life. Number 9, muscle is youth. Muscle is youth, and you must engage in some form of resistance training if you want to be truly fit. The hormonal and metabolic response to weight training is far different than what you get from cardio, and lean muscle fibers are a perfect spark for your metabolism and your figure. But don't waste your time with bicep curls and crunches. Use full body moves that incorporate multiple joints. For example, try three of my top full body moves: swings, deadlifts, and Turkish get-ups. Exercises like these should be the core of your resistance training program. Number 8, HIIT, or High Intensity Interval Training. There is no denying the superior cardiovascular adaptations and time efficiency of this form of training. My own personal rule is that each week I must do at least one HIIT session in the pool, on the bicycle, and during a run. Depending on the time of year and the structure of my training program, the sessions may be long or pleasantly short, but they always happen. If your cardio is 100% conversational, then you're leaving lots of fitness on the table. Number 7, LSD. Yes, LSD is a drug, but it's also a form of exercise. LSD is short for long, slow distance, specifically those long, slow, fat-burning aerobic workouts I just finished abusing. But there is a place for LSD, and I recommend their use at two points in your fitness program. One, when you wake up in the morning in a fasted state, a 20 to 60 minute LSD session like walking, yoga, easy bicycling, etc., can be very effective for initiating the fat burning process. And two, once per week, a big weapon in your fat decimating toolbox can be an unfed LSD session, such as a 2-hour hike on a Sunday afternoon with water only. So while LSD should form the minority of your fitness program, it can be very helpful for fat loss when used strategically. Number 6, trouble spots. After helping literally thousands of people lose weight, achieve high performance, and reinvent their bodies, I've discovered that nearly every human being on the planet consistently have easily identifiable weak links. If these trouble spots are not addressed, folks are almost always consistently sidelined by injuries, never achieve the performance or look they desire, or both. What are these trouble spots? There are 4 of them. 1, tight hip flexors. 2, a weak butt. 3, weak rotator cuffs. And 4, overall muscle tension. What are the solutions? For tight hip flexors, stretch them, preferably 2 to 3 times per day, and even more if you have a seated job. For a weak butt, do hip extension and hip external rotation exercises. For weak rotator cuffs, start with easy exercises, like 4 sets of 25 internal and external rotations 2 to 3 times per week, but progress as quickly as possible to tougher exercises. For example, I keep my rotator cuffs strong by setting a rule that I must do at least 50 pull-ups a week. Doesn't matter when, as long as they get done. For overall muscle tension, use a foam roller regularly and get a full body massage at least once a month if you can afford it. All right, that wraps up part 1 of the top 10 ways to stay fit for life. Hear part 2 on tomorrow's show. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stay Fit for Life, the official top 10 countdown, part 1, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And like I said, I'll read the next part tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, Ben has a bunch of videos that show some of the exercises that he mentioned in the article. Now, I also wanted to make a comment on one of Ben Greenfield's suggestions with regards to doing cardio in a fasted state. I've actually mentioned this in previous podcasts, but just to be clear, that's something I don't recommend for most lay people, meaning those that are just beginning an exercise routine. For someone like Ben, on the other hand, who's highly fit and who knows his body really, really well and his limits really well, it's acceptable for him to be active in a fasted state. But for the general population, it's not something I recommend because their blood sugar may start to drop to a level that can be actually dangerous. And I especially wouldn't recommend this for someone with prediabetes or definitely diagnosed diabetes. Having blood sugar that's too low, which can definitely happen if you're working out in a fasted state, is actually very, very dangerous. It's more dangerous than having high blood sugar. And so again, that's why I would only recommend exercising in a fasted state, really for elite athletes like Ben. Okay, that's it for the Monday episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and I'll see you tomorrow, where we'll hear more of Ben's countdown and where your optimal life awaits.